99% of your $4 billion net worth committed to clean water and electricity for the globe.
So that leaves you with, what, 440 million?
I don't know.
I think he'll still be okay. Even if it's 4 million, I think he'll be okay.
I don't think that's the point.
There's not a lot of other billionaires that would do that. I haven't heard anything about that. Who's number one right now? Is it that...
I have no idea.
Gates or...
Usually it's Gates. He just got surpassed, actually. I read
Carlos
that.
Carlos Slim?
Somebody passed him like two weeks ago, and then he retook it, I think, a week later. So his stocks must have done well.
All right. Well, I'm impressed. The website's billionsinchange.com. Let's welcome Kit into the conversation, calling from Mesa. Bruce, Ron, you'll be up next. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning. How are you today, guys?
Super fantabulous.
Awesome. We are too, but that's why we live here, right?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much for taking my call. I greatly appreciate
that. Well, you bet. Thanks for listening.
All righty. So here's my quick story. About 3 years ago, my husband put on extended our original patio to the house, which faces south.
Okay.
At that time, we used just a basic fir spruce kind of wood. Didn't give that a whole lot of thought as to being south-sided.
Okay.
And he made these really nice finished edges around the posts that are there. And so he caulked it, and we stained it with semi-transparent stain. Looks lovely on the inside of the thing, falling apart on the outside that really faces south and gets that, you know, warm summer sun. So the questions are a couple all around. First of all, now we need to, he's replaced all of this base molding, if you will, with a hemlock wood versus that fir, spruce, whatever he bought from the big stores. And the hemlock is harder, he said, when he was, you know, cutting it and whatnot. So he thinks it'll be more durable. But now we're faced with, should we try to just use another semi-transparent stain again, which we thought would last longer than it has, and so it's getting very difficult to maintain.
This is, you're putting this on the outside of the house facing south underneath a patio cover?
Well, yes, it is underneath, and that part is fine. You know how you have your pavers, you know, on your, and your furniture is on the inside of the patio, so to speak.
Okay, all right.
But the face of it, the face of these wood pieces that we're discussing, namely the posts and the base molding, is facing south. It gets hit all day long in the summertime.
Okay.
So it's cracking. We don't know what to use for a good filler that will accept a paint or stain well and last. And then the caulking is the idea of question, what kind of caulk would we use to attach the baseboard to the posts that are there? And of course, water's getting on it because there's grass right there, you know, so the water goes on.
And is it getting sprinkler water on it,
yes, it
every
is.
Day? Okay, that's gonna cause a potential problem no matter what we put on the wood. Is there any way we can redirect those sprinklers and get them off?
Yeah, we've done it as much as we can, but literally the pavers are there, and that's where the patio wood ends, and then boom, there's grass, and so you're naturally going to get some sprinkling on it.
Okay. Well, then we may possibly want to eliminate the fact that there's wood out there. If we're going to be getting it wet on a regular basis, if we're going to be getting it wet with runoff from the roof during the January and the monsoon rains, there are paints and caulks that we can use. But there's virtually no product I know of that we can put on top of wood that's getting sprinklered from the lawn irrigation system on a regular basis of two or three times a week or more. I'm going to highly encourage y'all take a look at lining the outside of this patio enclosure with some sort of masonry veneer stonework that will hold up much better than any wood material. There isn't a wood hard enough, Kit, that you can put out there, regardless what you seal it with, regardless what you caulk it with, that's going to hold up to regular spraying of an irrigation system from a sprinkler head. So take a look. You might want to go to Belgard.com. Take a look at their veneer stonework that you actually apply to the wood. It goes over the top of that. And then let that stonework get wet. That will be infinitely less maintenance than trying to constantly being to treat and repair cracked plywood and caulk.
We have Bruce in Green Valley next, Ron in Oral Valley with termites, and we've got Blair on the line trying to help him clear out his
kitchen sink.
So we'll continue those conversations right after this. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join us in this here open line hour.
This here open
line hour. Rosie on the house.